Town Council meeting for August 6, 2018. I'd like to excuse Stephanie Grady. She's out of town, so she is not able to make it. We do have a quorum, so we're going to start, but Eric is not here, and he may be crucial to some of the discussion that may come up, so I've not heard that he wasn't going to be here, so I assume he would be here. The first item that we're going to start off with is the one we always start with, would be public comment, any public comment concerning any issue not on the agenda this evening. Is there any comment or would anybody like to speak? Okay. Counselor, Chair will take a motion to leave regular session and go into public hearing.
So moved.
So moved. You got a second? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We are now in public hearing, and we have gone out of our regular session. I'll now turn the floor over to anyone that would like to speak with regards to the public hearing regarding the Mary Jo Coleman property, and maybe that's Harvey Corbin.
Yeah, let me jump up.
No problem.
Yep.
Thanks.
I told him I knew you'd be here. You did probably.
Then we could call his other boss and tell him he has to get off early.
That sometimes happens too. So would I, excuse me, Corbin, just for a moment. We have a public comment. We did get this turned in.
So let me just give these just for part of the record here. Are you keeping your way here?
Yes, we should.
Oh, I can wait to get the video set up. That's fine.
Thank you.
I may have to go back. It depends on if I can get the.
Just do one again. Chip, you've got one in there.
Sorry.
Front row this time.
That's what happens when you're late.
Just happy to be here too.
What's in it?
My age to go.
This is not as big as all.
No.
We're now.
I think we're well versed in kind of the area. Go ahead. Sorry.
We're now in the public hearing portion and of the discussion. And state your name for the record, and we'll proceed.
Absolutely. Corbin Gordon here, representing Mary Jo Coleman. She's applied for disconnection from the town of Daniel on a small piece of property that's 4.96 acres. I've handed to you a memorandum that outlines kind of my arguments tonight, and there's a map on there that shows what she's asking to have disconnected. Let me just walk you through a little bit of history here so that you understand what's happened. So she collectively owns 30.96 acres of property. All of that originally was zoned industrial. When Daniel went through the incorporation process, we all understand, we talked about this in prior meetings, that there was pretty much just kind of an arbitrary line that was drawn down that was just kind of to make a straight line. Sadly, that line chopped off 4.96 acres of her property that used to be all one piece, incorporated a small piece into the town of Daniel, and left the rest of it in the county. The problem with that is it's basically resulted under current zoning in Daniel City as a useless piece of property. It doesn't meet the 5-acre minimum requirement. And she's been thinking about what she wanted to do with the property for a long time. This came to a head here, as you know, a couple of weeks ago when the city began to explore possibly annexing the rest of her property, the remaining 26 acres, which she is vehemently opposed to. And we put that all on the record the last time we were here and talked about that and some of the reasons why. That kind of brought to a head what she wanted to do with her property, and in connection with opposing that, she's filed to disconnect from the town to reconnect her piece of property all together so that she can move forward and develop it all as one piece. So that's basically why we're here. We've been through, and I don't want to belabor I think because I've been here with Nate Orton and we've gone through this analysis of what disconnection looks like in the law and everything like that. This is pretty straightforward. Her arguments are similar to the ones that Nate made. One of the big ones is her property on the other side of the line is zoned industrial. The property that was left inside of Daniel is basically useless to her, would be residential zone, and can't even be developed as residential because it's right below the limit of what she would allow. The other problem is the lack of sewer, which the lack of services out in this area, and she's concerned about that and wants the capacity to include this in any development that she wants to do in the future. She does intend on having an industrial development there. That is her right under her current zoning, and feels it would be unfair simply because there was an arbitrary line that somebody drew that included her and Daniel that she would lose the right that she previously had on her property in the 5 acres of the 4.96 to be able to develop it for. So I've outlined an analysis there in the memorandum that kind of walks through the very specific kind of details, but those are the basic arguments that she's making tonight. I think this one's probably a little less controversial than maybe Nate's is. It's out in the back piece and it's connected to a piece of property that is currently not in Daniel. So I think that it's probably maybe, I mean, depending on what we hear here tonight, probably not as controversial as his. I think that she meets the standard. I think she does have the right to disconnect. She has very good arguments to make on why she should be allowed to disconnect. And so we would ask the city to consider that and grant her petition to disconnect from the city. Is there any questions at all from the city council? Very good. Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to this subject? And if so, state your name for the record. A question from the council with regards to this issue.
Isn't that grandfathered in as far as lesser acreage for as far as our house?
It's a lot of record.
Okay. So it's not a lot of record.
No, we didn't say that it wasn't. I just said it could be, and then it would be fine to be undersized.
Okay. Any other discussion with the council or any other or from the public at this point? Anything else from the council?
I think I've got a question. I was just So I'm kind of going thinking about the property boundaries and stuff that has been described there. And I'm a little bit confused when, maybe when the Coleman's bought, I'm just acting, this is a planning member person, Mark McAllister, planning board for Daniels. I'm kind of going ahead of myself. When Daniels made the city, they actually made the home, that property where the home sits, part of Daniels, and the other about 30 acres stayed in the county. Correct. So with at that point, did that kind of make the home property be residential, with the access to the industrial property through the residential zone? Is that something that is recorded as a an access because it happened, the timing?
They own it.
They own it.
They can do whatever they want on their own property. They own
but,
it.
But in a lot of the things that I've read, and I'm just not trying to say this is right or wrong, just want to get some clarification for everybody, since they're, they still have the access as an industrial use off of Daniel Road that way, I would imagine, but.
Yes, they do. And I'm not sure what that would be the relevance.
I could see that. I could see the advantages to switching that back to the county if it wasn't a viable access. Because in Daniel's codes that I've been that I've read and that I've been had people state to me that it doesn't allow access to an industrial zone through a residential piece of property. So there's some conflicts on the zoning and the use that have been created that maybe haven't been resolved, possibly, that need to be looked at on everybody's point at this, on this disconnect petition.
Mark?
Just this lot.
Still up to the public, anyone else? Okay, back to the council if there is any other discussion that was spurred from that comment. If not, Chair will entertain a motion to close the public hearing, go back into regular session.
So moved.
We have a first?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor to go back into regular session?
Aye. Before you vote, with this information we just got, do we start a timeline by closing the public hearing for a decision? Because if we are, I'd like to continue it. So we really have a chance to go over this packet.
And I will recognize that you stopped. We were voting at the same time. Yes, David?
The statute gives you 45-day timeline to address it. So closing the hearing would start the 45-day timeline.
And so as I recognize you stopping before we throw our hands up and spoke, I'll still ask for the motion again. With the same procedure as you speak. So you did have some discussion, and I did not hear that until the last tabs were going up, but you did, I believe, verbally start before I asked the last question. So
I withdraw my motion and make a motion that we continue this.
Okay. We have a motion to continue this subject.
Second.
And we have a second to continue it. Any discussion amongst the council?
Yeah. Do we need more time than that to consider? I guess we don't know for sure what's in that document.
For me, that's where that would lie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just a lot of information right here that we just received. I'd like to go through that.
Okay.
So we have a first and a second now, the discussion? Or are we still waiting for a second? Yeah, you seconded it.
Mm-hmm.
We had discussion. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The item will continue.
Can I ask you a quick question? Just so I understand the procedure of what you're doing here. Are you continuing the public comment, the public hearing? I don't know why you would have a basis to do that. If you're just continuing it to not move on it tonight, that's fine. But either way, the public hearing is done, so you'd have to move within 45 days. I just need to understand what you're doing.
Right. In my mind, I would think I'd want to read this because I may have some questions to be able to ask somebody, and this might spur some other questions for maybe the public or for somebody else. So I certainly understand why we'd want to continue the public hearing.
I guess if that's your basis. I mean, normally you take the information from the public hearing and then you continue on, and you've got 45 days to make a decision after that. So anyway.
Once we close the hearing, apparently we do. Eric, do you
have any comment on that?
No, that's why I wanted the extra time, because if I find something in here that I need to investigate, I'm on a timeline. I don't have time to do that. And I think that there may be something in here that there will be things in here that I'll question.
I will have.
And are you expecting more from the public? I mean,
like I say, there could very well be, if this is disseminated and I have a question, and maybe a neighbor was asked something or somebody else was asked something about some history, very well, I believe, could have spawned some questions from the public again.
Will that information be online where we can see it?
Which information?
What did you just receive?
The information is, you'd have to ask the attorney, or if that's that to be.
So if the information that you really need to pour over before you can decide, the public doesn't know what you're going to know. So when do we get a chance to know?
That's why we're continuing the public hearing, so you'll have that chance to
continue
to know.
And the way we will hear what it's all about is that we go someplace online?
No, you come here, because that's where our public meetings are.
And then you'll report to us what you discover.
Okay. We would have probably a similar discussion and maybe possibly make a vote or not a vote. Or
will it be another public hearing?
We're continuing the same public hearing.
Yeah.
So.
And if the public would like a copy of that, the procedure for doing that is a records request.
A grammar request?
Yes.
Okay. So if someone does like to see that, we would need to have a grammar request. Did everyone get a chance to hear that?
I can email it to anybody who wants it. I don't have a problem having it distributed.
Okay. That's easier.
Okay. Moving on to item number three. It should be possible approval or denial of zone change for Huntsman Armstrong zoning. The history on this has come and gone from us back to planning, started planning, came to us, went back to planning. Planning did not, I believe, make a, or had no decision one way or the other and passed it back to us, so it's going to stay here until this is decided. And I'll read what the planning instructed us. Please be advised that the Daniel Planning Commission recommend the following. Commissioner Binkert motion to send the Huntsman Armstrong zone change application to the Down at Daniel without any recommendation from the Planning Commission. So they studied it, looked at it. We do not have a recommendation. I'm letting the council know here it's going to be here until we decide what we're going to do with it. We will not be sending it back to planning unless some extraordinary event we need to. So I'm going to open it up both to public comment first. Anyone would like to speak, please come up and talk about it again. And it's something new that has not been discussed. I know many things have been the same throughout all three meetings. Love to hear if someone is going to speak. I'd love to see something new idea or new concerns. And if not, there's nothing for the public with regards to this. I'll turn it over to the council to see if they have any discussion or any comments.
Is the applicant here?
Okay.
I just have a thought.
If you come up, say your name for the record.
My name is Michael McLean. I live on Mill Road. And I haven't been able to, I came to one of the first meetings and then been out of town. And I just was struck by a thought that if the decision to make this of commercial use, this is the place that we're talking about where the trucks would park. Is that what the business was going to be?
He's changed his mind on trucks. He's
back
paddling. Now he doesn't know what he wants to do.
And we're not going to have these kind of comments.
Okay. I'll get caught up. My question is, when, let's pretend that you say we're going to grant a commercial usage for this property. Can we, as a community, and you as a commission, define how it can be used? For example, that this commercial use can't have business going on after 6 o'clock at night, between 6 and 8 in the morning, or there are certain times that this will not be used, or is it possible to say we will approve this kind of usage commercially under these conditions that we could control? Is that possible?
No. Once it's a commercial use, the uses in a commercial are allowed. If there's something outside of that commercial, and that's a conditional use is what you're describing.
So we as a community can't say...
But there is a definition somewhere of what a commercial is, correct?
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
And
it's commercial, you get it.
Because I don't know what that is.
You have to redo, and then you know.
So it would be able to define, if it's commercial, it can be 24/7, anytime, any whatever restrictions there are for...
You'd have to read the definition of it.
And does anybody in here know what that is? Has anybody read that? Does anybody have... You know what it is. And what is it?
Pages and pages long.
It's a lengthy document.
It's a real lengthy document. So, my suggestion that, or recommendation that, if the community is concerned about it going from a rural agricultural to a commercial thing, and we want to restrict certain things about it for our community, we can't do that. Is that what you're saying?
No, but we look at the code, and if there's something in that commercial that the people of Daniel don't want in the commercial zone, they need to take it out of there. We've looked at the commercial several times, and if there's a use in there that we don't want in the commercial zone, we need to take it out.
Okay.
The list that's in there is the approved uses in the commercial zone.
That was the you guys.
It's online that you can go get.
And you've all approved all that. Correct. You're comfortable with that.
Yes.
The uses in that zone, yes.
Okay, and I just don't know. I don't understand. Okay, great.
Not comfortable at all. The uses are in there.
Well, we've looked at it a couple of times and nobody's said take anything out.
Yeah.
This is probably some old, some new, but this is my last chance here. I was born and raised in this county. property. My stomping grounds was Daniel's. The neighborhood racetrack was Little Sweet Road, and it wasn't even named that type then. All the kids in the neighborhood came to see who had the fastest bike and raced down the road. We didn't have to dodge cars, we dodged tractors. Daniel was a sleepy little farming community. How many of you guys were born in Daniels? Born in Wasatch County? Any of you? You was?
No, wasn't.
Okay, so your transplants. Why did you move here? Did you move here because you wanted that sleepy little farming community? Or did you move because you wanted the hustle and bustle of a commercial business in your backyard? This is going to be catastrophic as far as we can see as neighbors. There's five of us that are going to be in this, that surround this commercial property. Armstrong is a transplant. He doesn't have the same values and ideals as we do. He doesn't seem to, I don't know what's so special about this property. He doesn't seem to want anything but this property. Nothing down by his house where he's already got Simpson Fence and Adam Knight Plumbing and McAllister. So we've got, up in our neighborhood, we don't have those businesses except for McAllister. We have deer, we have bunnies, we have horses, my grandkids, neighborhood kids, the bus stop. It's a residential area. It is not a commercial area. First of all, he applied for a construction yard. And I asked him if he was going to bring trucks in there, semis, and he said, yeah, drill rigs and semis. Then when he found out about the bus stop and all the commotion about that, he kind of backpedaled. But last meeting, he said he would still be bringing drill rigs into that property. I don't know if you guys have a copy of this or not, but this is the petition signed by 105 of the Daniel residents, property owners, from Daniel Road East, the Hughes Mill Road. At the Planning Commission, Shelley wanted said that there were people on there that was not Daniel residents. I got four pages of those signatures. Tricia Steiner got one page of those signatures. I'm sure you know everybody on them, don't you, Mayor?
I might. Certainly know a few. I don't know about it.
There is an address for each one of them, and there is a phone number on most of them. If you guys have a question of who they are, I'd be glad to tell you that they are Daniel residents property owners. And their concern is this commercial property inside our city limits. You guys have proposed that we have commercial on the outside on 40 and 189 so that their access is onto those highways but not inside our town, where our families come back and forth. And I think that commercial corridor should be kept outside of our town. This property could possibly be a lot of record. It was deeded by Grandpa Webb to Earn Webb prior to 1970. And then when Earn passed away, his daughter Shirley Huntsman got it. The county's 5-acre ruling was not in place in 1981 when I built my house. So I don't know that anybody has checked into that water record, but that piece of property is more suitable for a house than it is for commercial. There are 8 property owners. There are 6 homes on that piece of property, on that triangle. And there's never been a business license issued to Russ Huntsman for his drilling company by the county. And I asked Eric, and he said not by Daniel. His business is listed as 189 East 300 South in Heber, and it's been a junkyard for his broken down trucks and garbage for years. Not that we wouldn't like to get rid of it, but not at the expense of commercial. And I have a kind of a disturbing message that I got last night. It's from Melanie Seuss. She said, I spent some time speaking with Eric Bunker a few weeks ago about the issue. He mentioned that if we don't grant commercial, the landowners can annex to Heber City, and they will probably get approved for whatever they want. If we keep it part of Daniel, we can control what type of business is allowed. What are your thoughts? Well, my thoughts are, if that's the case, and we're going by, oh, I'm gonna threaten to go in, exit, or annex into Heber City, is this process just for a piece of paper? Did we just go through the motions to make this look good? Is our town being run on threats? Because that's what this sounded like. And I didn't talk to Eric Bunker. She did it. This is what I got last night. We made the town so Heber City couldn't eat us up. And the Daniel Town General Plan, it says it's a blueprint for health, safety, and welfare. Its aim is to preserve a rural atmosphere. It states it is to promote the most appropriate type of development within each planning area of the town while maintaining a rural atmosphere. This property is in the middle of residential. If you put commercial in the middle of that, the only thing that it's going to do is be next to McAllister's commercial. So I hope the town council will deny this rezoning to commercial and protect our families and the residents of Daniel from commercial traffic and mayhem.
Thank you, Stephanie. And for the record, we will submit your names and signatures with regards to that for the record. So. Anyone else like to make any public comment?
I just want to ask a question. Does the request for commercial, do we know what business they want to have there? How could you?
No.
Because how is it even possible to approve a commercial thing when we don't know what the commercial thing would be?
There's two pages, including a bar.
I mean, is there a certain sense of outrage that happens to anybody besides me at the idea of, here's this rural agricultural residential area, and here's land that's in that property for 4 acres, and it's one thing for us to say, we don't want a bar there. We're going to fight because we don't want a bar there. But to say, we'll grant it, and you figure out down the road what it might be. That I'm confused at how that even got to this point.
I'll explain it just fairly simple.
Right.
We have a criteria that fits in a commercial zone. Anything in that zone that's a pre-approved, if the land goes commercial, they can do any one of those uses.
Those things.
And then there's probably conditional uses that may or may not, depending on what type of business may or may not go into that. So that was established a long time ago. And so someone that might want to use a business that doesn't fit into that criteria, then it may take a year process to change the code on behalf of them, may or may not, depending on what they may want to change.
So let me make sure I understand. So Daniels decided there's parts of Daniels that we think can be commercial.
There's a 20-year plan that we've established back 10 years ago that we've updated several times since 10 years ago in all directions. Okay.
So, if you want to know what it might be, whether it's a bar or whether it's a drilling thing or whatever it is, this is what the community decided would be okay. And what we're here for is to either say, we're really uncomfortable with you letting this particular spot qualify for these things.
All the above. We want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly. That was a public hearing.
Yes.
We heard that public hearing. We would still accept letters. We will still have the comment. We're not going to have an official public hearing, but we've always been open to any comment before or after.
And did I miss anybody who made the pitch who said, this is how what we're planning to do commercially is going to be a huge benefit to the people who live right next to it? Has anybody made that pitch that I just missed? Has anybody stood up and said, Daniel, this is going to be so great for you guys. Let me tell you what I'm going to do and why it's going to benefit you and why you can support it. Have we heard that pitch?
Yes.
We have?
Just rid of the junk.
Yeah, I believe that was the pitch.
And I missed it. So
you missed it.
And
I was in the public hearing.
Bob, did you come up front? We'll hear from the applicant.
Yes,
yeah. And I wish I'd heard it, and maybe I'll change it.
Rob, hold on one second. We're not going to have a back and forth.
Robert Armstrong, and I'll answer any questions. There have been three planning meetings and a public hearing. And so at the first meeting, when I said I'd be a good neighbor and we will clean this place up, and I don't have the exact answer on what it's going to be, personal attacks were levied big time. And so I don't know who was at that meeting, but I know it's on video somewhere. So if you'd like to review that, it's out there. Now, it was my understanding that the last commercial property that was made down on the other end on 189 was made commercial without a specific answer gave to what it was going to be. It was going to be, I'm going to follow the commercial code rules. And so I've known Russ and Shirley for a long time, and I've said all these things in four different meetings, but I've known Russ and Shirley for a long time. We don't have any big conspiracy. We talked about buying their property. It's shaped really weird. It has really weird boundary lines and stuff. We have been able to clean one of those up with Jesse Mayer, fix his lot and change some boundary lines. And I understand Mrs. Wolston fighting this to the bitter end. I get it. But it's her opinion that this is residential property that we're trying to make commercial. And it's my opinion that this has been traditionally commercial property, and that most of those property owners acquired their property through an association with Webb Brothers Trucking. Shirley Huntsman's dad, right? Shirley Huntsman's sister. And then her husband, Russ Huntsman, who's got his stuff all over out there, who, when he was younger, did more stuff there, and as he's got older, it's him going there occasionally to tinker on his stuff and that. And so the answer to specifically what it's going to be, I don't have that answer. Okay? The answers I do have are cleaned up, fenced, landscaped, and make it a piece of property the town would be proud of. It got a death sentence when it was 4 acres in a 5-acre property. I mean, it's a 5-acre zoning, and it's 4 acres. And so it's dissected with those guys' driveway. We understand that. But it's also got a tree business going on right there. And that's another issue is Mr. Orton has asked to leave the town and go to Heber City, which is his right to do. Is that because he wants different zoning or however? I'm not going to speak for him on that. But that hasn't been fought by those guys near as hard as this piece of property, and that's open-ended what could potentially go there. So it's my opinion that this has been a commercial piece of property, and the people got the property through an association with Webb Brothers Trucking and now Huntsman Drilling. McAllister's have an open application for rezoning their piece. Nate's got an application to leave the town. So there are commercial things going on there. There's 100 homes going to be built across the street that's going to be a million times more traffic than the handful of things that would go on in this piece of property. I'm not moving my drilling operation to that. It's not going to be, Armstrong Drilling's not coming there. And the question was, will I ever park a drilling rig out there? And you know what, if I'm drilling a well down the street, I might park it there for the night. Yeah, I mean, yes, that's true. But there are businesses in this area too. So isn't Gordon right there? And isn't Cody Raymond's business right there with the fleet of trucks coming out? and isn't Kent Beathard right around the corner? So there's businesses up there just like there's business down by me. And you know what? Those guys are some of my best neighbors. And these are professional drivers who drive great. Now, some of the cars that fly up and down the road at 60 or 80 miles an hour, you know, that's questionable. But the professional drivers that park their dump truck at their house or whatever, putt in and out of the neighborhood, and it happens every morning, and a whole fleet of state road trucks come up the road from the county sheds every morning on that. There's been talk of the turning lane off of Highway 40. There's a county road across the street has tons of traffic, doesn't have a turning lane. There's a trailer park across the street that doesn't have a turning lane. So there's my two cents. I'll answer any questions if anybody's got them.
Do you understand why somebody would be not suspicious, but you want the property, we don't know what it's going to be yet, but trust me, it'll be a good thing.
Well,
that's what's awkward.
I get it. And that's why we have a commercial code and rules for commercial property.
So one of the things that you would do is on this list. Whatever it is that you would do with this property.
I will follow the rules of the commercial code, whatever that is.
Okay.
And I assume when somebody says, we can't trust you to follow that commercial code, that's a person who probably doesn't follow the rules, who makes those kind of comments. Any questions? Jamie?
I just, because it came up with ours too. The bar thing, it's always a scare tactic. Do you have any plans now or ever to have a bar there?
No bars on my agenda. And you know what? How about we go take our commercial code, if that's a big deal, and get rid of bars off of that. I mean, have a public hearing to remove that line item.
I just think rather than having scare tactics, let's just be clear, that is not on the table.
I mean,
which of the top three things would you possibly do for on this list? No, I'm not trying to be snotty.
I know.
What are the things that
we're not going to have a back and forth?
Okay, so comment. I didn't talk to these guys about this property to continue the use as a construction yard. So if you were to ask me, what is that property? How would we describe it? A junkyard, a parking lot, a construction yard. That's how I would describe that property.
It's never been farmed.
A construction yard is how I would describe it. If somebody was to say, what is that property? I would say it's a construction yard. There's an easement off of Highway 42, sorry.
One thing I'd point out is it doesn't really matter what Rob decides to do with this property. He can sell it tomorrow, and the next guy can do whatever they want on the list. So we don't need to pound him on what he plans to do, because it might be sold and changed and a new owner.
That's true.
Very
true.
Thank you, Rob. Any other questions? Last question. I didn't see the hand. I'm sorry, Tom.
Tom Rollins, I'm speaking just as a citizen at this moment. And I'm going to repeat again what I've said from the very beginning on a lot of these meetings over the last couple of years. And I seem to be the only one who's saying this or interested in this. I think there's a couple of points that I want to make. Whether we accept or deny commercial property, I think that whatever is going to happen here has some very real potential to impact the town negatively, either direction. And those of us remember Dean Sellers. I don't know if he came out and said this publicly, but he said it privately a number of times, and he said it directly to me one time, is that he has all the money in the world to fight whatever lawsuit for as long a time as we care to take it, and he will be the last one standing. And I think that we need to be very cautious. It has been said that, and I don't know where it's going to go, it has been said that if the changes don't get made, then application is going to be made to Heber City But before that happens, I think that the town is going to find itself in court, and I think that the court is going to be a very expensive process. And I think the only thing that can happen from that is that our taxes will have to cover that. And if it's not enough that we have a tax base now, the taxes will have to go up for us to fight this in court. Now, that could be fighting in court for it, it could be fighting in court against it. I think we need to be very careful here. Second point, very salient point that I believe that Corbin made in a different meeting, and it's been said again and again and again. We organized Daniels to keep things the way they are. We set up this town so that we can keep things the way they are and not have them change. And I don't believe that according to the state statutes, Corbin, correct this if this is incorrect, but I don't think that a state statute allows for a town to be organized as a roadblock. I think that what has to happen with the town is that the needs or the requests or the wishes on both sides should be considered. And for those of us who are in this town saying, no, we just want to lock the door and not have anything change, I think is unrealistic. I think the very salient point is that we cannot use lack of services or not having set up zoning the way that it would be to the request of those who own the property. I think we need to be very serious about considering what we do here. And I would hope that we could keep this out of court. I have my doubts whether that's going to happen. Now, after that's all done, and this would be something that the town is going to eventually have to address, and this is something I have repeated again and again. There are businesses, it's already been stated, it's pointed out several businesses who exist in Daniel that don't have a license and that have equipment and that are involved in things that may not be according to the code. And if we enforce on one, we're going to have to enforce on all. It's no longer okay to let the good old boys in the good old boy network have whatever they want while we close the door on other people. My request, Mayor, is let's be very careful on this. Let's try to keep this out of court.
Thank you, Tom. Gary?
So, I apologize, I was late getting here. I'm Gary Walton, and I guess I've been requested by some of the citizens of Daniels to, and we have submitted some petitions. I don't know if the council has had a chance to look at the petitions.
We're going to bring that up probably in the section of Planning Department report violations and enforcement, since we already started the two-minute comment at the beginning of the meeting. Okay. Is what you're going to say addressing that?
Yes.
Would you mind just waiting until we get to that section?
I would like to make a comment on what Tom said, though. I guess everybody has their idea of what it was that we tried to do when we become a town. Most of you that are sitting in this room right now have no idea what it took to get to that point, and maybe you don't care. But I can tell you that the purpose when I was involved in it was not to cause any harm to any individuals. It was to try to preserve a lifestyle that we have there. We wasn't trying to eliminate anybody. We adopted the zoning that was already in place from the county, so there was no huge change made on the zoning or anything like that. And It's close to my heart, which maybe nobody cares about, but I do. Lived there my whole life, and there's good things that have happened in this town since we become a town. And I understand that people want to do businesses, they want to do certain things, but what does the majority want? When we run petitions to become a town, we wound up the last time we ran it through, and it was up to the county to make the decision on whether we would be able, they would give us the opportunity to become a town. We were at 82% or 85% of the property owners in the boundaries that would be included as the town of Daniel. Now, I think that's pretty impressive. So, there's a lot of things that have to be worked out because things change, nothing stays the same. And I would hope that we could all get
get together and find common ground on certain things, like Tom says, without doing lawsuits and stuff. But I guess if some people, that's what they want to do, then I guess that's the direction we go. But these threats that are made from both sides, I think are definitely not necessary. I think it's like the Benny Rooster in the barnyard. You know, he wants to fluff his feathers a little bit and trot around and say, I'm the big dog here today. So I hope that we can find common ground with all of us that live within the town of Danville. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Brent Waterman, and I'd like to thank you guys for everything you put up with every month. More often than that, I'm sure. But I feel like I really don't want to see commercial on Middle Road. I mean, I understand that we've got a corridor out there on 40 that's going to be a battle for a long time, and it's headed that direction. That's just the way life is. But I don't think that Russ Huntsman's been out there forever. It's Russ Huntsman's property, and he can do whatever he wants with it. There's nothing to prevent him from putting whatever he wants out there. And I think
there's something, the rules or something.
No, there's no rule.
He can't do anything with it because it doesn't meet any, it's not even the law of record.
Yes, I thought it was an existing
It should law be record. A letter record. It was made prior to 1970. It should
it's
be
an
a letter
existing
record.
Law of record. You didn't build a house on
it. You better check the town around it.
Anybody know if that's an existing law of record?
There has been no evidence provided to the town that would say that that's the law of record.
So that's why he said the death sentence.
It is.
So, I mean, I think that's the first thing that has to be resolved, is if that's an existing law of record. But if it's a piece of property, I mean, a owner of a piece of property can park any piece of equipment he wants on it. Isn't that true? Am I wrong about that?
Isn't there changes of use rules or continued use rules that I'm not familiar with?
So if you're going to park bill rigs on there, that's just an existing use. Once we change the zoning, we can never go back. But you can go park your bill rig on there tomorrow. You can buy that and park your bill rig there tomorrow.
Is everybody in agreement to that?
Yeah,
no, because there's never been a license issued for a drilling company there.
There's always been one.
There's just nothing
that says. Let's keep comments. Just comment.
Okay, so I mean, I don't believe there's anything to keep somebody from buying six backhoes and putting them in their yard and playing with them. That's what we're talking about here.
But there is.
I mean, look around town.
There you go.
Yeah, so I think that, but once we go commercial there, it can never be undone. And then the use is going to change. And then it can change to anything on that list. So I think that he can buy the property now. And I could be wrong. I mean, I'm just saying what I think.
So you're on point, yeah. Is that correct? Do you own the property now?
No, just under contract.
Yeah, and Russ has always used it for that. I mean, if he's going to go park stuff on it, he's going to clean Russ's stuff up. We're not going to know the difference. But if we change it to commercial, and he sells it tomorrow, like John said, it could be anything on that list in a year.
And if I outbid him and bought the property myself and said I want it to be a park.
And you can plant trees?
I want the kids across the street to think it's beautiful
wonderful.
Let's do it. I could buy the property, make it a park.
If you so desire.
So that's possible, right?
All things are possible.
Okay.
All things are possible. Anyway, I just think that that's a road that once we go down, we can't change it. And yet, what I see for his use, it doesn't need to be changed anyway, if that's the case. I mean, I can drive all around town and see all kinds of equipment parked in various yards, and there's nothing that says they can't do it. So, that's all I'm saying.
Just a couple more thoughts. I think if you read in the town code or whatever they are, as it describes future commercial property, in my mind, it describes these properties like Nate Orton's and like McAllister's and like the Huntsman, you know, property. And it is right in the middle of an established enterprise zone, P pink on the map. It's there on the Daniel website, established. And exactly what that means, somebody smarter than me will have to tell us.
Just to let you know, the state recognizes those corridors for an extra tax deduction for your employees and equipment, and that's a state issue that they put all over the state throughout the, so that's a, and there's a lot of...
For businesses.
For businesses.
Right.
For businesses, yep. Any other comment?
Any comment from the planning board that are here? See, yeah, it's getting me in trouble, John.
My name's Kim Norris. I'm going to speak just as a citizen. However, I am on the Planning Commission. There's been a couple of comments made that I think the emotions got ahead of everything. For instance, once a property is commercial, it doesn't always stay commercial. It can go back. It can go anywhere. It goes through the process. Once someone applies or gets a commercial property, they'll come before the planning and zoning, do an application. Right then and there, we find out what uses might go on commercially. And then we talk about permits, building permits, sewer, you know, this kind of stuff. But there is a point to where someone has to say, this is what I'm going to do at that property, if you go to build.
Bottom pile.
I got you on the spot. This is the general plan. And by the way, the Planning Commission every 5 years has to look at this, and maybe they'll make some changes, maybe not, they'll accept it as it is. But here's some of the points that are on it. It's to promote development within planning areas of the town while maintaining a rural atmosphere. Okay, right off the bat, we're talking about rural, cows, agriculture. But we go down the list a little further, and it says that we're going to protect the natural and cultural resources of the town. We're going to ensure floodplains, wetplains, ridgelines to ensure local unit governments can attain highest return per dollar spent and maintain water, sewer, etc. To ensure the public safety is promoted. To promote the social and economic well-being of the citizens. Promote agricultural activities. Well, I've skipped some place here because it talks about business. Let me see if I can find it quick. Oh, here we go. The general plan is a comprehensive approach coordinating development, natural resources, an open space in such a way as to provide a harmonious relationship that meets the need for present and future residents and businesses of the town of Daniel. There's more here. The general plan is a blueprint for health, safety, welfare, and as such functions to promote prosperity, well-being, encourage high ethics, peace and good order, and improve the comfort, security, the aesthetics of the town of Daniel, and present the future inhabitants and businesses. It is aimed to preserve a rural atmosphere, to foster agriculture and rural industry, to promote and increase the tax base, to secure the economy and governmental expenditures, to protect both urban and non-urban development, to promote the town's natural resources. Anyway, it does talk about business. We do have different parts of the town. When you consider the size of the town, 6 miles of highway, and then you look at the places where commercial has already been engaged or is a possible plan to be commercial, it's a big chunk of that highway.
you know, you talk about 6 miles of highway in town. I give this bill in a couple of other meetings. I was hoping to find some more business-related functions that's in the town plan, but I haven't been able to get only a couple of them. But I read this the other night because we're going to be approving that in our next meeting, and it, the whole time I was hearing this, I was thinking, the general plan does say in there that it talks about business, it promotes business in the right areas. And any questions?
So if this land that he wants to buy, and he has in the back of his mind made something that he thinks would be good, and I love the idea of cleaning it up. I have no idea. My father will probably be resurrected at the moment that that would happen. It's a thrill. And I would go help him with it in any way I could. But what if what he thinks, this is what I think I want to do. He could come, conceivably, to the Planning Commission and say, I finally figured out what I really want to do with the land. Now I own it. And you could say, nah, we don't think so. Is that right?
We could.
You could say that doesn't meet the things
but
you just
plan, the Planning Commission doesn't see we're not elected officials, we're appointed. So all we can do is make recommendations.
Okay, so you couldn't cancel, you couldn't stop it from happening.
No.
Okay, you could just make recommendations. And who do the recommendations go to again? To these guys. And they could decide.
Right.
Okay. Just, sorry, I'm just there, trying to get
there's been a number of times they've ignored what we've told them.
But I don't think it's fair to him.
I'll make a comment very few. But then
I would say none that we ignored.
There's
absolutely none that we ignored.
Okay.
Well said.
Absolutely. But there have been times that you've not taken our recommendation.
Like being a
mayor. Davis.
But that's how government works. That's how it works.
Just a question. I'm not quite sure of your position. You've talked about that there's business requirements there, and then there's the rural requirements there. On this specific piece of property, what's your personal opinion? Should it be commercial or should it stay residential?
I'm kind of on record of making a motion at the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it was that we do not recommend this to the town council to be commercial.
Okay.
Anything else for Kevin? Okay.
Pam? Is there somebody else? Pam's here. She doesn't
want to
say anything, I guess.
She's got an arm. So we're still, I'm three. If there's just want to make sure all the public gets to speak and hear this discourse, and we'll turn it over to the council. If council wants to have any discussion before I. If there's any discussion amongst yourselves, any questions?
Okay. So I guess I have one question, just to make sure I understand everything that I've said. I've heard some people say be really careful, which is very important. I've heard one person, the applicant, wanting this. Other than that, I haven't heard support for this. Did I miss that?
Some of us have spoken in other meetings. You said not to repeat.
If there's a specific one you could mention now, but yeah, we didn't want to have the same over and over for the last four meetings we've had.
I'll throw one at it if I can.
Absolutely.
Todd Wall. I'm a property owner, a couple of pieces. Also, I'm a business. I'm for it. I think the property owners have rights, and as far as Stephanie's concerned, you can check my pedigree. I go back as far as time, statue of the park. So awesome. I'm not a transplant.
He's not a transplant. In fact, he's a relative.
So I was going to say, you check the pedigree. I'm the rear. So I have a lot of respect and love for the entire valley. You're not getting me wrong. I probably think as much of it as anybody. But I still think that property owners have some rights as well as no matter what you are, all property. And I think the Huntsmans, if they have an opportunity to sell it, which it's probably contingent on this, at this time, like I'm for it. So there's one for it.
Hey.
Oh,
like you, both sides. I mean, my great-great-great-grandfather was one of the first three men in this valley, so hopefully my opinion counts. I kind of take issue with the fact that if you moved here for some reason, I believe the council, I believe people who are here who have just moved here or been here for years, have a love for this valley or they wouldn't be here. So I don't want to make this a locals versus transplants. But one thing I'm hearing a lot of is the big bad commercial. And let me tell you, you can have commercial people who are terrible neighbors. You can have commercial people who are the best neighbors you've ever had. But let me ask this, are there more rules and regulations monitoring your behavior on commercial or residential? What do you guys have more power over?
We have the same power on both.
Do you think you have more codes that are directed to commercial and what they're required to do as noise ordinances, lights, etc.?
Okay. That's just my opinion.
And I hear Mr. Armstrong, whom I respect very much, saying he will abide by those rules, and I believe he will. The real issue is this a good place for commercial? I think that's the question before us. You look at the map, you look at where things are, is it a good place? We look at generally, and I think I've heard Mr. Gordon say this, when you see a town develop, it develops along major corridors. It just seems logical, traffic-wise, all of the other things. You don't want to have your business at the end of a subdivision. Whether he's granted it or not really doesn't affect me one way or the other. But I do believe he's come here with honesty, integrity. He's going to clean it up, which is a hallelujah for I think many of the townspeople, and there are a lot of positives to be gained. I just think when we look at commercial, let's look at the fact that we do regulate them. It's not going to be a no-holds-barred thing. And I think sometimes we get afraid, but we don't want to make decisions out of fear.
I've got one I'd like to read off of the town code on the commercial use. May or may not help. Mark McAllister, I've been doing this as a citizen. It says, commercial land use. Commercial areas have been placed on the edges of the town adjacent to highway corridors to minimize impact and distribution to the residential areas of town. Commercial development should be limited to areas where police, fire, water, sewer, roads, and communication systems are readily available. So how close to a highway corridor is close? You know, that's an idea of it. We have a piece of commercial property on 3000 South at the west end that's further in than what this piece of property is that Armstrong is trying to rezone. So if we use that as a gauge, then that's close to a highway corridor.
Mark, talk.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, in the sense of full disclosure, I didn't say this when I was up before, but I am also a Planning Commission member. And just for the history, okay, my grandfather was born in Texas. My father was born in Salt Lake City. I was born in Salt Lake City. Michael, I don't know whether you were born here in the valley. I see Vaughn Glasgow back here. Now, there's a lot of other people here I don't know personally. But those three here, at least, are transplants. Guys, I'm highly offended when that word is used. I think that property owner is as far as we need to go. I think that anybody who owns property has as much right to say things as anybody else.
That's why I brought it up.
As a Planning Commission member, I have tried my very best to stay neutral on this. But since we're looking for those that are positive and those that are against it, I believe for the reason that it is towards the outer edge, it's not right on the highway, but I think that those properties that are on the highway I don't think this is the end of it. I don't think what we say in the town of Daniel is going to be the end of it. And that's why I said what I did about lawsuits. To me, if we're going to do commercial, it makes much more sense to have it towards the edge, towards the boundary, if not right on the boundary. And I personally, as a citizen, not as a planning commission member, because I have to weigh the everything that comes before us in the planning commission and then make a decision based on that information. And let me add this before I say this, okay? I had one of the very worst commercial offenses next door on my property line, the Ross Feathers Trucking Company, and all of the residents in that neighborhood, not just one, not just two, not just 12, everybody in that neighborhood, and it went a significant ways, was against it, and we went to Wasatch County to try to have the zoning enforced, and that's where the good old boy network won out, because several of us were transplants. The Feathers, who were, I don't know the right word to say, heritage or pedigree, they got their way, and the rest of us were told we're going to have to just absorb it. I think that's the wrong way to govern, folks. I think that everybody should be listened to. I think Stephanie has some very good arguments. I think that Russ Huntsman and the Armstrongs have some very good arguments. Myself personally, because it's out towards the exterior of the town, I am for it. I'm in favor of it. Now, Planning Commission, if it comes to me on the Planning Commission, we have a whole bunch of other information, I might actually vote against it. But as a citizen, I'm for it because it's out on the edges and not next door to my property, Stephanie. You know, it's not something you want to have diesel smoke filling your house at 2 in the morning and welding and banging and everything going on the way the Ross Feathers did. I don't believe that property's ever done that to the residents the way the Ross Feathers did to our neighborhood. I don't know if any of you recall that. It's been a few years back. It was nasty. And it was upheld because they were locals.
Thank you, John.
I would like to talk.
You bet, John.
Right across the street from where this is being proposed to go with commercial, more than likely there will be a gas station there. They're going to change that road. And there's going to be, like you say, another 100 houses or thereabouts. 400 houses. This is all changing, whether we want it to or not. The only thing we can do as a council and as citizens here is to use as much common sense about how we develop this with the best information that is available at the time, and try to look at things in a little bit of future mind's eye. And that's about the best thing I can say about the whole thing.
Okay, thank you, John. Any other comment?
Stephanie mentioned Melanie. This is her email back to me. You know what that conversation was.
And we had a few on the same line here.
Yeah, but some of them didn't want to be brought to the public. So.
Okay.
They were just information only. We have a strange situation in our town. We don't have a main street, so our main streets are on the outside, so it's kind of a different situation. So, not to surprise any of you, but our town is weird.
Not as weird as its inhabitants.
When I go to the planning training, they all, where's your main street?
Well, that's pretty great.
It's in another town. And also, Brent, I'd just like to clarify, you had made a comment about the trucks being parked. There is a nuisance ordinance in
our nuisance ordinance.
Right, and it will speak to those pieces.
It's complaint driven?
It is complaint driven.
Okay. So after that year and a half, we're back to the original code before we started under those premises.
But there is a nuisance clause on that with prohibit those types of things going on.
So what I meant was Russ's stuff's been there forever.
Right. It was there pre-town.
I know. It's been there forever. It's a continued use. I just didn't understand why it had to change. It sounds like it's going to be exactly the same. Only cleaner.
Only cleaner.
Yeah.
I sat in several meetings with your dad.
Oh, my God. I think it killed him. Or gave him Alzheimer's.
I think it kept him around.
And I was going to say, maybe so. Bless his heart. You know, he just... You know,
he kept fighting.
He did. Bless him.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, so we were given a list of a bunch of names. Do any of you know more about that list than I do?
I just thought tonight we were going to talk about that in that's what Gary's going to talk to, but it's going to come up in a couple of sections here.
Well, it seems like it's kind of pertinent. Isn't it specific to this zone change?
No.
Okay, then I misunderstood that. What is this list?
There's two lists. That list is different than this list.
Okay, so here I have a list of, I don't know how many names, and I'm not sure where it starts and ends, but it says undersigned are against the rezoning of the Huntsman property.
Okay.
Do we have any other understanding of this? I mean, this is a lot of people.
Is it? Does we want it in the record and want to?
I guess none of them are here tonight except you, Stephanie, and...
No, Michael's here.
Michael.
Vaughn is here. Ryan's
here. But at the point when I signed it, I really didn't know the whole
background.
What I was really signing for. So at this point, I might change my mind to say, you know, so...
And I would just say one thing to that, I've had several comments along those lines of that was presented as a one-sided argument, and there's two sides to every story. So, and a lot of times, the people against are the loudest and the most vocal, and the ones that, you know, would be for it are not necessarily here.
I'm not sure all of us here, but I think we've had everything from bumping into people at the grocery store to phone calls to things that just people want to make comments to us. We have the public hearing. We were getting more than just this meeting as far as feedback in all directions.
I talked to several people that said I had no idea what I was signing.
When I took that around, they were all shown maps. And given all the information that I had at the time.
Was there also a petition that was submitted for those who wanted to?
No, I did not do a petition.
Yeah, it says to me, I mean, if the people can read, it's pretty clear what it says here. And they signed it. I guess you can accept that they read it and understood what they were signing, or they probably wouldn't have signed. I don't know. It's dated May 2018, but I guess my question is, how do we consider this? This is major to me.
I spent 3 months going around visiting with all the neighbors, and it wasn't just
5 seconds.
How many
total residents are there?
So I guess this is just discussion for the council. How do we consider this? What do we...
I mean, it's in the record. We all need to consider it. How you may feel really strong. I may feel really strong, and these two may not feel strong. I mean, that's what it's for. I mean, that's what are we tough decisions.
Yeah,
Tom.
I would echo Rob's sentiment that the way that a petition should have been is that are you for it or are you against it, and have them sign either one. And where it was only taken as negative, I don't think that those residents were given an equal chance.
And without having that discussion tonight, I've heard both sides and everything, and we have this, what it says, their signatures.
Yeah.
It is something to consider, but we have had multiple comments from other areas. Any other comments on this, John, on the signature portion?
Yeah, I guess I was just going to ask the council what their thoughts were on how maybe they were considering this document, and not necessarily the general public, but
to make sure that I'm not missing on something with the understanding of what this is or what it represents or whatever.
My comment.
Did any of you have feedback or comment?
I'll give you mine. I think there's a lot of people that are concerned. I think there's a lot of people that understand, and that's what it should be. And more importantly than anything, that the town of Daniel would have control of its commercial rather than somebody else having control of that commercial that has a much looser commercial code. So that's one angle to think of. There's certainly people that are against it, and that's a lot of folks there probably. There's certainly people for it. And there's also planning that we plan for it. It's a personal decision that you'll have to weigh on the plan we've had, the area it's at, all the things that concern you.
Does council have anything with regards to that?
I just think we hit that right on the head. That's their opinion is they don't want to see a commercial. Again, he has the property right to apply for it. So you have both. His opinion is it is, their opinion is not. So the facts that's been presented is our town code points to it. The land use is along the highway corridors. It's in our enterprise zone. I think they've pointed these things out as we go down the line. And I there's a ton of people that are just against everything unless it affects right in their backyard. And that's usually how you get them excited. How you get people to come to the meeting, but it turns into public clamor rather than facts, and so that's something you have to weigh out. That's why you make the big ones.
No, you make the big bucks.
Yeah, you make more than him.
Check
it. What's that?
Have you had a comment?
No, I don't.
Any further comment with regards to this? We've gone back and forth public. Usually it's a public, then the council, and then we usually make a vote on trying to make sure everyone gets their two bits in.
This thing is right in that corridor.
Well, if no other comment, the chair will entertain a motion. So one's given.
So don't waste time. I'm not going to make a motion.
No, I can't.
So we often just sit here for minutes.
Do you need a song or something?
No,
in the
I'm just telling you, okay. I'm not going
to.
So if they are, they go ahead and do it. I have somewhat of a conflict of interest because I have a close neighbor that is involved with this. And so it's somewhat of a conflict of interest for me.
I'm with you. I hear you. We want what's best for here. I'm just trying to figure out who wins. How many people in Daniels win if it goes commercial? What are all the wins for us? Do we get a tax base? Do we get better parks? Can we send our kids to college? But if this commercial thing goes through, are most of the people in Daniels benefited? And we go, that's the coolest thing. It's finally clean, thank you, Jesus. It's better. I like driving down the road. We've got more money in the community that's going to help us all do better. Or
we've already had this discussion, and I'm in the situation we're calling from.
Yeah, I know. And as you make that vote, I'm sorry, I'm jumping in. I'm just saying. Or is it going to be a huge benefit to it?
That's a great discussion to have. But we are in the middle of a call now. We had multiple times to have discussion. And so please, thank you.
They make a motion. We approve the zone change.
So we have a motion to approve the zone change. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second. We have any discussion amongst the council?
Yeah, I think Mike just made a great comment. Who are the members of the town that benefit, and are they the close neighbors to the proximity of the property? Are they the general town residents? Is the tax base all of a sudden gonna, you know? Answer's no to all of those things.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I don't think the answer is no to all those things.
Okay, help me understand why.
The tax base?
Okay, how much will we gain in taxes?
I don't know, but it will be more than what we're getting right now.
I don't know
that.
Are we talking thousands, hundreds?
I'm sure we're not talking thousands.
Okay, tens maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then
tens of dollars.
If they build on it, we have the impact, commercial, to a higher fee. We have water services, it's a higher fee for commercial. I think the town overall is a benefit for commercial.
There's no discount on the residential end.
No, and it's full tax.
Full tax.
The housing part of the plan to do, it's going to happen on corridors, not in the middle of town. Gary went over it, Kim went over it, multiple people went over it. We are in the middle of a discussion, so any other discussion with regards to this? We have a first and a second. Another discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
One opposed, three in. Motion passes.
No chairs.
Business license, Daniel's Academy Renewal, Splash and Bounce anew.
Splash is a new one?
Okay, so we have a new one, and they're present. Corey.
Who would be the business there? Okay.
Are you? Me.
Another heading?
Are you the Splash or the Bounce?
Well, my grandfather was born in Star Valley, Wyoming.
Thanks for that clarity there.
Anyway, yes, we want to rent out like inflatable bounce houses. Some of them come like the sprinkler system with water, little water slides and things. The reason being is because we went to rent one for a birthday party, and you have to go to Salt Lake or Provo Gym. At least that was the only one that we could find. And so we rented it, we set it up, it was great, kids had a ball, and we were just interested in doing that.
So you'll have your different designs, unplated, stashed in there, take them out to wherever, rent them?
What we were planning to do was just have them at the house, hold it up, have the people come, rent them, take them off the property. And then they would just return them to us when they were done. The one thing I might want to try, besides just like Facebook advertising, is maybe set one up somewhere on my property with a little banner that says rent me and a phone number. And that would be the extent of it. I don't know if that's legal, I don't know if that's code, I don't know.
You might see if there's, just for putting up more than one, see if they have smaller version.
These ones are the smaller ones. The base of the one is like 12 foot by 14 foot, and the base to the other one is about 20 foot by 14.
Sounds like something that's smaller.
Yeah, the kids have a ball. It's for the smaller kids. It's okay. And those were the two we were thinking about.
Would anyone in the community have any questions for me?
Is it going to create dust?
I should probably know this, but I don't. Where are you located?
Oh, 2730 South Daniels Road.
Okay, thank you.
Is it going to create dust?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Increased traffic of how many cars do you guess are going to come and rent these? Two or three a day? And
a week.
You got to bring them back?
Two or three
a week? So how much, do you have a thought on how many people will be coming to your home?
I'm not sure yet.
I've got a clue.
There's already quite a few that come every day, though. Because my wife owns Love Chats.
Okay.
So we have
people coming.
We have a conditional use for that. And I'm just wondering, so would we need another conditional use for this?
Well,
would that be the...
I'm concerned because of the traffic we had there. The parking matrix that we set up was set up for your business.
Okay.
And so I'm worried that we may encroach into that depending on what your anticipated traffic flow would be.
I see.
So that's why we're trying to see what the traffic...
We have plans of buying two of them.
So
we would have
room. Two cars a week.
Two cars.
Okay.
Yeah. And nothing in the
wintertime.
Unless somebody's going to set one up like a character at Town Hall.
Unless we do like a dry one, you know, for somebody taken to a church house or a town hall. Who wants to splash and bounce and enjoy.
Did you see them coming more to you to pick up the thing, or do you deliver it to the park, to the place?
Yes. We're not going to let them set up on our property and do it there.
As far as them picking it up, are you delivering them to a site?
I would like the people to come and just pick it up.
Pick it up.
Take it away. Right. Have fun with it. Bring it back. Is that better?
Yeah, I mean, if we can deliver it, that's fine. But
either or, probably. Either or. Yeah.
happens.
If we're going somewhere, yeah, we'll take it.
Typically, how long do you rent one for? You rented one? I believe it's just like, we rented one for Saturday, Sunday.
For like 2 days, so.
For like
one car, 2 days.
Yeah, if someone was having like a family reunion or something and they wanted it for the weekend, then they
would have it. What did it cost you to rent that one?
I'm sorry?
What did it cost you to rent that one?
It was $100 a day.
It's gonna get some competition. I'll do that.
I don't see an impact in traffic being an issue that, with what you've already.
Worst cause, if you did it every day, you got two extra cars.
I'm sorry?
You had two, if you bought two, the impact of driving would be two extra cars if they're gonna come and pick it up and.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so are you willing to sign off on two? You wanna increase that number?
Well, if it goes, you know, if it works out, then I would like to get more, so I'm not gonna sign off on two.
Okay, then I would like to issue the license on two, and if you increase, then we need to look at a new license with an increase with your parking matrix.
We can do that.
Okay.
I'm with you there.
Okay.
I have a question. We have that other look, you know, our property extends over where our little canopies are. We have a little storage shed over there, and that's where we would like the people to be, because these things are heavy. I mean, that's not even in my driveway. So.
But they're still coming to the property, right?
Does that still help? I mean, they're gonna be in the driveway, they're